Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have any of you flown throughout the pandemic? Did any of you guys get on a plane? Was it nice because the empty middle seat allowed you to have some room and you didn't have to be right on top of somebody else who would fall asleep on you or accidentally or pretend it was an accident when they touched you or sneeze on you or cough on you? See, I didn't fly throughout the pandemic because all the events I would usually go to were canceled. So, you know, most of my family lives around me, so I didn't have to fly. Well, airlines lost a lot of money because of that move. But was there some value to it? So a new study has suggested that empty middle seats on planes did reduce COVID exposure by a third. These are results from the new CDC and Kansas State University study. It came after Delta became the first major airline to end the practice of emptying middle row seats to physically distance passengers starting May 1, because they lose money. I'm not a fan of sitting in the middle seat. I already think the planes pack us in like sardines. So when I heard that middle seat wasn't being sat, I was like, oh, I can't wait to fly. It's going to be nice to be able to sit with nobody in between you. But according to CDC, research suggested that the seating proximity on the aircraft was associated with increased risk of infection for SARS-CoV. How much risk still remains unclear. But the study approximated airborne dispersion of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID, in airplane cabins with viruses that attack bacteria to simulate the coronavirus. They call them bacteriophages, viruses that attack bacteria that are harmless to people. And they say similar modeling has been used to gauge the risks of anthrax exposure on subways in the past. And the airplane simulation showed that a 23% reduction in exposure for the closest scenario was a person separated from an infected passenger by an empty middle seat compared to against sitting right next to them. For a simulation of three rows of airline seats, the reduction of exposure was 57% for passengers separated from infected ones by empty middle seats. So overall, the study suggested that if you empty the middle seats, you reduce the risk for all passengers from 35% to 39% on flights with one to three infected passengers. And I would even say it might even be more than that because now you have less people. You know, when you have people in the seat as well, not only is there a transmission, but now there's an increased chance of having infection. They say, worth noting, the study only looked at exposure to viral particles, not actual transmission of disease, where fully vaccinated people they believe would be highly protected. The study also could not factor in the effects of masks in further cutting exposure risks, but they cited some studies suggesting that masks don't block all viral particles released as aerosols by infected passengers. Well, duh. Then when you see some of the masks people are wearing, they're not really worth much. I really like the N95 respirators without the valve. So they say combining the effects of masking and distancing is more protective than either by itself. Now, the CDC is recommending against flying until you are fully vaccinated. They do mandate that air travelers still wear masks while flying. So why is this even news? Why, well, I mean, I see why it's news, but how does it, you know, apply to you? Well, yeah, your ticket prices are going to go up. Okay, but what that means is if COVID is here to stay for the time being, and if we are going to, within 5 months, come into flu season, and there is going to be a much more broader heightened sense of awareness when it comes to pathogens and infections and things like that, then airlines are always going to be under the microscope, and airplanes. And if an airline does not want to receive bad publicity, and if the airline does not want the travel industry to drop because of COVID or infectious disease, they are going to still push some of these measures. In fact, then they might even, you know, play with the idea of mandating vaccines for flights. And so it's going to be expensive. If less people are flying, that money gets translated to you. And, you know, I was when I heard that you could fly on a plane that was empty, and originally in the early part of the pandemic, some of these flights were just empty. People said, yeah, the whole plane to yourself, it was nice. I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, because I hate being cramped in, and I hate being exposed to viruses and coffee. In fact, I used to wear a mask when I would go on a Southwest airline flight. And what was interesting about that is I wore that because I didn't want to get sick from some people. And I was like, gosh, I just can't get sick this weekend because I have a meeting and all that. So I'd wear a mask. But people would see me in the mask, and they wouldn't want to sit next to me because they thought I had some sort of an illness. So, and I was like, oh, man, this works. So then I'm like, yeah, I should always wear a mask. But I didn't do that because, you know, the flights are mostly full. But personally, this is a nice study and all, but the room between two seats is at most 2-3 feet. It's not a lot. So even with the middle seat empty, you could still expose somebody else. You know, and right now we've been told if we vaccinate, we're going to reach a point where we can go back to normal. That's the message. Then we had some issues with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. A lot of debate on whether they should have paused it or not. I support the pause. I think anything should be investigated. It's not about the narrative. It's not about, well, we don't want to scare people, or we don't want, you know, people to not follow suit or follow order. There's a possibility of a serious side effect, and they want to look into it. They have a right to look into it. You know, look into it. I don't think it's that big a deal. If people get freaked out, the people who are freaked out about the vaccine are freaked out about the vaccine. The people who aren't freaked out about the vaccine are still going to get the vaccine. So I'm not that worried about the pause. But the airline industry is very concerned about how the world and society approaches travel. And they got screwed big time by the COVID pandemic. And they aren't going to want to let that happen again. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to be very open to studies, and they'll be willing to do what it takes to be able to get them to still fly and do what they need to, but it's still going to be expensive. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the U.S. Capitol Police officer who fatally shot veteran Ashley Babbitt during the January 6th riot at the Capitol will not face charges after an investigation into the incident. As you remember, Babbitt, a 35-year-old from San Diego, was attempting to climb through a barricaded door near the House chamber when the officer, who has not been yet publicly identified, shot her in the left shoulder. She was wearing a Trump flag as a cape. They said she had tried to crawl through a broken window when the shot was fired. She fell to the ground, and it appeared she was unconscious, and I think she died a short time later. Now, the Justice Department determined that there was not enough evidence to prove that the officer who shot Babbitt did so, quote, unreasonably or in a manner that willfully deprived her of her civil rights. They said that the investigation concluded that the officer could reasonably believe he was firing in self-defense or in defense of members of Congress. They said officials examined video footage posted on social media, statements from the officer involved and other officers or witnesses to the events, physical evidence from the scene of the shooting, and results of the autopsy. And the officer was placed on administrative leave. Police powers were suspended pending the outcome of the joint Metropolitan Police Department Capitol Police investigation. And 400 people have been charged and connected to the riot. The police officer who shot Babbitt was not found to will not be facing charges. In other headline news, the female police officer who shot Dante Wright will be facing charges, and she is going to be charged with second-degree manslaughter. Now, this is a much different scenario, but there are people kind of questioning what is the difference then in manslaughter and, you know, if an officer shoots one person and they die, there's no charges. Officer shoots another person, there's charges. There's law. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a doctor. But there are different degrees and variances. It's different state laws and different scenarios. And that's not for us to discuss, but I'm just here reporting the news, and I'll kind of walk through what the different charges are. But the Minnesota cop, police officer Kimberly Potter, who has resigned, is going to be charged by the Washington County Attorney's Office. If convicted, she faces up to 10 years of prison. She has a $20,000 fine. She had shot and killed the 20-year-old, we're getting some press releases from the Derek Chauvin. But she had shot Dante Wright, 20 years old, during a traffic stop. He's being arrested, decides to make a run for it, and she screams, "Taser, taser, taser." You can't see the whole video footage. It's a little chaotic. Unfortunately, it wasn't a taser. It was a gun. Her Glock shoots him. I believe it was one shot. He continues to drive off, but then ends up dying of his wounds. And so she will be charged with second-degree manslaughter. If convicted, she faces up to 10 years of prison, $20,000 fine. And they said that, you know, she's a veteran officer, but allegedly confused her gun for a taser. Now, people have asked, how different do they feel? They feel different. A Glock has a weight. A taser has a different weight. To me, the tasers are lighter, but they do have a weight to them. But Potter had said, "I have loved every minute of being a police officer and serving this community to the best of my ability, but I believe it's in the best interest of the community, the department, and my fellow officers if I resign immediately." She's a married mom of two. She had been on administrative leave since the shooting. And, I mean, she's probably beside herself and just in complete, mourning of what happened. Very, very devastating. But, of course, the question comes up as to, when an officer kills somebody, okay, when is it murder? When is it manslaughter? When are there no charges? And so I don't know if there's a lot of consistency. It's tricky. You know, in the case of the Capitol riot, they said that because she was entering and breaking through and could have been a threat to the officer. And, you know, at first people said that it was a misfiring, it was an accidental firing, because nobody had broken through, but he only appeared to be feet away from that area, and he was guarding, I guess, a hallway that led to people. So I don't know, I'm not saying anything's justified, but the case is a little different, and all cases are different, and I don't recall the video footage, or I don't think that showed the video footage of when that was breached, but you just hear the shot, somebody fall, and unfortunately she died. White murder, if it is ruled an accidental misfiring, I do see where manslaughter charges come into play. But again, like I said, when you look at all these cases, it might be difficult to see consistency in when it's manslaughter, when it's self-defense, when it's, I mean, could she say, well, you know, he had a warrant, he had a dangerous history, we thought he was a threat to others, you know, so some shootings might be not pursued because of somebody being a possible threat to another. I don't think in this day and age that's being accepted, especially with everything that's been going on right now in terms of shootings and officer reform and police department reform. But as we saw with the Capitol riots, if that person could possibly be a threat to the officer or to the people of the house, they felt that it was, I don't even want to use the word justified, but not chargeable. So each state has different rules. So in Minnesota, all right, let's say Minnesota, let me see if I have something that's a little bit more open. So homicide, well, here homicide. Homicide is when somebody dies, somebody is killed. And homicide can encompass murder, manslaughter, according to criminaldefenselawyer.com, quote-unquote lawful killing as a killing in self-defense. So a homicide, like a death of Babbitt, might fall under a quote-unquote lawful killing or a killing in self-defense. And it's a shame. I'm not saying that's what it is, but, you know, we're trying to, you know, piece through what the rulings are in each case. But homicide can encompass an intentional killing like murder. It could include homicides during war, negligent or reckless killing like manslaughter. So even if the state executes somebody, they'll use that term homicide. So homicide is a very broad term. Murder is a type of homicide. And there are very specific elements under the law. And they say the crime of murder is the killing of one human being by another that is intentional, right? Unlawful. Done with quote malice aforethought. So malice aforethought is sometimes erroneously called premeditation. Malice aforethought is an intent to kill, an intent to inflict very serious or grievous bodily harm, extreme reckless indifference to the value of human life, intent to commit a dangerous felony, and then it accidentally results in the death of another. So somebody robbing a bank and having a gun, somebody getting killed through that, I believe would still be murder. First degree murder is where it's deliberate, premeditated. Second degree is what George Zimmerman had, where he didn't premeditate the killing, but it happened. Then manslaughter is where it is an unlawful killing of one human, but there wasn't malice aforethought. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. So an unintentional homicide for being criminally negligent. So involuntary manslaughter. So it could be like in Las Vegas, there was a man that punched somebody else. That person fell, hit his head, died. That was manslaughter. All the first man intended to do was push him or punch him. But the guy ended up dying, so it's a homicide, but it wasn't aforethought. There's voluntary manslaughter. Sometimes a murder charge could be reduced to that, where it was in, let's say, a heat of passion, so manslaughter might then be used in this case with the officer that shot Wright, in that she was reaching for a taser. She meant to do some sort of harm, but she didn't mean to kill him. There's vehicular manslaughter, where the driver had no intent to kill, but was negligent with the car, and like drunk driving, vehicular manslaughter. And then there's other sorts of demarcations. So that comes from criminaldefenselawyer.com. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kim Potter, the former Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright, is going to face charges. The Washington County attorney saying she will face a second-degree manslaughter charge. Civil unrest continuing for a third straight night Tuesday outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department after the death of Wright. The National Guard and Minnesota State Police have put a fence up surrounding the police station. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the government was prepared for issues to arise in the fight against COVID-19, including the pause of the J&J vaccine. The FDA and CDC both recommending halting use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine due to reports of very rare blood clots. Severe weather hovering along the Gulf Coast, Texas, and Louisiana may see damaging winds, water spouts, and tornadoes before the storm moves east over the next day. USA Radio News. President Biden plans to pull all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Biden said to make that announcement later today, saying he thinks it's time for American troops to come home. Former President Trump also said he would be bringing troops home as well, which was met with widespread condemnation. A family in California is relieved after an arrest in a cold case.
Police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father Raul was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have reached out having quote-unquote long COVID symptoms, where you still have coughing, you still have sneezing, you still have body aches, you still have fatigue, you have brain fog. Some of you have not received your smell back. Some of you have not received your taste back. And we are still trying to figure out why that happens. And there have been some theories. I mean, one of my theories is that the virus might not be a, I'm going to just be around for 5 days and then die off, like we see with some other rhinoviruses or cold viruses. And so Vox.com has listed a few of the hypotheses that scientists are trying to figure out or entertaining in terms of why people have long, lasting COVID. Now, the long COVID is why I have been such an advocate of the vaccinations, because when people say it's a cold, it's just a cold. Why are we going through all these vaccines and possibly risking side effects for a cold? Because the typical cold doesn't kill you like we see in terms of hospitalizations. The typical cold doesn't cause you to not smell for months. To me, it's starting to make me wonder if it's a little bit more like Ebola or hepatitis or herpes or chickenpox, and that it will find an area in your body and live. So that's been my working theory. So one theory they have is that the virus and, quote, viral ghosts don't leave the body, where the virus or its components still lurk in the body somewhere, even if you test negative. And they think that the pathogens don't clear the body. If it's out of the blood, but it gets into the tissue, it could stay there for some time, be in a reservoir, not necessarily trigger a nasal swab, nasopharyngeal swab to be positive. The virus still living there somehow could drive inflammation, drive some of these symptoms. And we saw this with Ebola, where Ebola would linger in the eye or linger in semen. We found that with Zika also. Zika could be sexually transmitted. And then there's this concept of, quote, viral ghosts, where intact virus might be gone or dead, but there might be RNA and protein from the virus that lingers and can continue to stimulate the immune system. So even though it might not be an actual virus, there's pieces of it that could still cause the continuing symptoms. The recent studies in the Nature and Lancet documented coronavirus RNA and protein in a variety of body systems, including the GI tract and brain. In autopsies of people with chronic fatigue syndrome, researchers found enterovirus RNA and proteins in the brains of people, including one case in the brainstem. Now, with chronic fatigue, you know, the enterovirus, we wonder if it just reactivates or if it just causes chronic inflammation that causes the fatigue. So they think the brain signaling becomes dysregulated by the viruses, and that can then cause the symptoms. Now, another theory is other pathogens lurking in the body prior to coronavirus might become exacerbated. Now, remember I told you I've seen a lot more shingles and a lot more cold sores, and we think that the virus, those dormant viruses, start becoming more active because coronavirus was there. We've even seen that with Epstein-Barr, which is the virus that causes mono. So you might be tired, not so much because it's COVID, but COVID activated the Epstein-Barr that's in your system. And so now you feel like you have mono. You drag, you might have some cold symptoms, fatigue. Now, mono, usually it's sore throat, enlarged lymph glands, fatigue. But I have seen people get more cold sores, get shingles outbreaks, a lot more. And I'm wondering if there is something that has to do with that. Then, another theory they have is maybe the immune system turns on the body. They say long COVID patients might be developing an autoimmune disorder where the virus messes with the immune function such that the immune system misfires and starts to turn on the body as opposed to just foreign invaders. And you have something called autoantibodies. They're kind of like rogue antibodies that might attack parts of your body's immune defenses or specific proteins in the organs, such as the heart. And these autoantibodies, we think, is what could lead to much of the inflammation and much of the other symptoms that might still affect your smell, taste, things like that. So that could be an issue, right? They talk about molecular mimicry, where the virus creates proteins that look like human proteins or tissue. It tricks the immune system, and then the immune system tries to target the virus, but instead, the innocent bystanders is other human tissue or proteins, and then they get attacked. So I think that could be going on. Another thing they think is maybe what the virus does is it messes up your microbiome. So we have bacteria and pathogens, viruses, fungi, all sorts of stuff, zillions, I think, that live within our body. And the coronavirus might mess that up. So when it messes that up, we feel off. In one study, researchers tracked blood and stool samples from 100 patients hospitalized with SARS-CoV-2. And they tested up to 30 days after they cleared the virus. And they found COVID-19 infection was linked to a dysbiotic gut microbiome. We spoke about this on our show months ago, where even though the virus cleared the respiratory tract, it changed the microbiome in the gut, the balance. So our gut microbiome, we know, is linked to a lot of bodily functions. So the brain, maybe our metabolism, hormones. So, you know, I really think a lot of our weight gain is because we've eaten certain foods and developed the bacteria, and we need to change that bacteria drastically by doing a mass change in how we eat. It's not just about calories, but it could also be about these signals that the gut microbiome has on our body. I also think the gut microbiome contributes to our irritable bowel syndrome and other sorts of issues. And then, the other theory is the body was injured during that first assault by coronavirus, and it's scarred, so to speak. So when your smell got attacked, the olfactory nerve, let's say, or other sorts of cranial nerves that might have gotten affected by the virus, it just wasn't a very transient thing. So according to a recent preprint, which is a study that I don't think has been officially published, involving 200 patients, 70% had impairments in one or more organs 4 months after their initial COVID-19 symptoms set in. In other unpublished research, radiologists at USC tracked hospitalized patients using CT scans, and they found one-third had scars caused by tissue death more than a month later. Other patients might have brain damage that causes neurological symptoms. There's also evidence that it could affect the heart. There was a study in JAMA a while back where they looked at cardiac MRIs on 100 patients in Germany that had recovered from COVID-19 in the past 2-3 months. 78% still had heart abnormalities, even though they recovered from COVID. So those people in the ICU that have lung issues, maybe, you know, heart issues, we're seeing the ICU recovered people might have more muscle weakness, brain fog, sleep disturbances, depression. But we also see that had mild. So if you look at these theories, maybe they're all at play. You know, personally, the smell theory and the taste theory, where you're still having issues with that, can be answered by the virus is still there, or the virus caused long-lasting damage. Same thing with these chronic coughs. So, you know, there might be a couple theories at play. And it means we just don't understand the virus enough. And the more and more we see this long COVID, the more it makes me say, look, I just don't want people getting this virus. And yeah, I think we do need to have a vaccine. And I do think people need to get the vaccine. As long as it's safe. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Martha asks, how is Jill Biden and what happened to her? Now, I don't know what happened to Jill Biden. Jill, I heard, underwent a, quote, common medical procedure. She's the first lady married to Joe Biden, Dr. Jill Biden. Not sure. Oh, we did receive a statement from the White House that the first lady, quote, tolerated the procedure well. She was in a downtown D.C. medical center, had a two-hour doctor visit. She's 69 years old, but nobody really knew what that was. I think the president was with her at the time. Melania had, I believe, a kidney procedure back in May 2018, kind of went by herself to Walter Reed. But we didn't really get much information. In fact, it was a shock. I don't think many people even knew she went until there was a statement. It was a facility near George Washington Hospital, but they said she, quote, tolerated the procedure well. 2 hours. I mean, it could have been a colonoscopy. It could have been a mammogram. I don't know. I'm getting my colonoscopy next week, and boy, are you guys going to hear about it. But, I mean, she looks okay. I mean, she walked in by herself. You know, she looks a lot more spry than her husband. But not a lot of reporters follow her. You don't have as much of a media frenzy as you do, as you did with the Trumps. Anything the Trumps did, that was just eaten up like, yeah, yeah. But no one really talks much about Jill Biden, probably because there's a lot of focus on Joe and his health. But she does jog, she does work out regularly, she had a shoulder surgery in 2009, so we don't know much about her. But apparently there was an announcement yesterday that the president had to accompany her to an appointment for a common medical procedure. I think it's nice that he came with her. Now, usually the wives go by themselves, but he went with her, so that was nice. Not sure what that was. So, you know, I doubt it was a pap smear. Usually husbands don't like to go to that. I've asked my husband to. But you want to come with me to the gynecologist? No. Yeah, but, you know, what if they want to talk about the baby? No. Yeah, even the OB visits. My husband didn't want to go, even with the OB visits. And not that I was even going to be naked. It was, you know, I mean, the ultrasound, yeah, I want to see the ultrasound. But on all my visits, no. Guys don't like to go into the OB-GYN's office. I don't know what it is. I had a listener years ago, very worried about her husband's attitude towards her pregnancy, saying, I'm scared. He doesn't seem excited about the baby. He doesn't want to come to the doctor's visits. She's scared. And I'm like, lady, that's normal. You know, it's really hard to get the partner of the pregnancy to have the same enthusiasm as you do, because they're a little separated from it. You know, you got the baby, you know, in the uterus, you're feeling the baby kick, you feel them hiccup, you have your hormones, sometimes you think the baby's talking to you in your dream, I don't know. So you're bonding. The partner is kind of, there's not really a lot they could connect with when you're carrying. And you're pretty protective. You know, if somebody wants to touch your stomach, you're like, don't touch my stomach. You know, you're very protective. And so most partners or dads will kind of be like, look, you know, you just tell me what you want. I'll do whatever it is you want. The less I'm around you, the less we fight, okay? A lot of men like to avoid their wife when they're pregnant because the last thing they want is her chewing their heads off. So if he's not going to want to accompany you to the gyn visit or the OB visit, it's not a big deal. It's very logical understanding. Understandable, all right? Not a big deal. I thought it was cool. Biden went with his wife to whatever visit that was. But it does make you concerned if the husband has to go. You know, was it something serious? But anyway, she so far so good. Apparently, Democratic pollsters are not feeling so far so good. A group of top Democratic Party pollsters are set to release a public statement acknowledging, quote, major errors in their 2020 polling. Errors that left party officials, quote, stunned by election results that failed to come close to expectations in November. Apparently, for months leading up to the election, they were saying that the Democrats are going to have a landslide. They always do. And it's narrow, very narrow. In fact, a lot of debate as to what happened with the election. Senate won a seat or two. House lost some seats. And so some of the pollsters are saying, one, quote, we need to set our egos aside and we need to get this right. So this is the first public statement that I think we've seen where they admit that their industry saw major errors and failed to live up to our own expectations. I mean, we're now of the thought that nobody could believe the polls. There was a news anchor that had interviewed, or a reporter, had interviewed local people in Nevada. And they're nonpartisan. And, you know, they said, look, you know, for those of you thinking Biden's a shoo-in in our state, 93% of people we talked to today are voting for Trump. I mean, Nevada was very, and you know, he was going around not to very select counties. I mean, this was a variety of people, and you know, large sample size of people, and there was such a feeling, such a kind of an understanding that, you know, yeah, Trump's got Nevada. I mean, just everybody around that we saw was, it was just, we're like, really? We've never saw that sort of enthusiasm. But no, Nevada went to Biden. So both sides, I think, are going to, not just the Democrats, I think the Republicans also are going to look at this. You know, having a president who drew crowds never before seen with any other president, still losing, it makes people wonder, what are our metrics? Same thing with Democrats saying this is a landslide, yet people, you know, not voting as if it was a landslide. Now, I do hear from you all that, or some of you, when you do get a call from a pollster, you've been afraid to say who you want to vote for. It's very private. They have your phone number, and you're going to tell them that you're going to vote for Trump or you're going to vote for Biden, and you worry that there could be some ramifications. I mean, people were called racist if they were going to vote for Trump. So I think the average person who got a phone call saying, hello, are you going to vote for Trump? And they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm being set up. This could be for my work. No, I'm not going to vote for Trump. Oh, okay, good. That one's going for Biden. So I think if polling is going to be a science and predicting election wins is going to be a science, I do think they need to look at it. Now, in the news also, this was very interesting. A CNN staffer had spoken candidly to an undercover journalist, and he had said, he was actually boasting that the left-leaning outlet CNN helped defeat former President Donald Trump. Even called his own employer, quote, propaganda. Now, this is a three-part, I guess, series called Expose CNN, done by Project Veritas. And they are trying to shed light on what some of the media might have done and their role in the election. And here's a quote from network technical director Charles Chester, quote, look at what we did. We got Trump out. Quote, I am 100% going to say it, and I 100% believe if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have got voted out. So our media is supposed to be nonpartisan. Our media is supposed to be, not involved in politics. So obviously that's going to be very interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.